Sebastian F. M. Nielsen and Associates, LLC, Anchor Mechanical Incorporated, and AGAE Contractors, Incorporated, an aggregate amount not to exceed $50 million for the five-year initial term.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, regarding job order contracting, I know this is something that the Tollway has been working on for many years prior to my tenure here, and senior staff would like the committee's consideration and examination of whether or not we should open the award up to more than just these three contractors that are listed. In your staff summary sheet, which is in the finance, I'm sorry, the procurement section under item number 3, you will see the total factor bid, which is basically the criteria that was used to determine who the three companies were that scored the highest. You'll also note that the difference between the number 1 quote-unquote factor bid company and the number 9 factor bid company is approximately 5/100ths of 1 point. After discussions with maintenance staff and operations staff, who would be the primary interface with these organizations, senior staff believes that it's in the best interest of the tollway to expand the number of companies under the JOC program from 3 to 9. This would increase the number of companies that staff would have available to use for JOC ordering contracts. And again, we believe it's in the best interest of the tollway and consistent with the tollway's mission and vision of including as many contractors to provide the services required as possible.
So has any discussion on that?
I mean, if that's what you are recommending, I support that.
It seems like it makes the process more inclusive, opens up people who have not done work for the tollway before to be included. So I personally think it's a good move.
And again, like the director said, instead of having three contractors in our stable, we're better off at 9 because we have a lot of jobs that we want to get complete in the next couple of years. So
makes sense.
After further review, that's what we're going to recommend.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other questions? No?
You have any questions?
Okay.
Go forward.
Fourth item. The fourth item is an award of a tollway invitation for bids for the purchase of parts and repair services for our overhead garage doors located throughout the tollway. We received 3 competitive bids. An award is recommended to Builders Chicago Corporation in an amount not to exceed $306,085.20 for the 3-year initial term. Fifth item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid for scrap tire debris pickup and disposal services. So as we all seen, from time to time, the vehicle will blow a tire and the debris gets scattered among the roadway. So Paul's team in roadway maintenance, their staff will go out, pick up the debris, take it back to the location. Ultimately, the debris ends up at our M2 site in Hillside. Once our dumpster is completed to be full of the debris, we'll be contacting the vendor, and they'll remove the debris away and dispose of it in accordance with the EPA regulations. Water is recommended to Dispose All Waste Services, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $177,600 for the 4-year initial term. Okay. Sixth and final item is an award of a tollway invitation for bids for the purchase of 16 portable wheel load weigh scales. So District 15 uses these scales for the enforcement of truck weight limits on the roadways throughout the tollway system. The 16 scales are all replacement units. The expected lifespan is approximately 10 years. The batch of these are replaced and were purchased back in 2005. Award is recommended to FL Walls Incorporated, doing business as Walls Scale Company Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $71,920 for the one-time purchase. Any questions?
Any discussion? If there's no objection, I would like to take procurement items as a group. May I have a motion to consider items 1, 2, 4? Well, I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. David, would you explain or give us your recommendation on how to deal with item 3, please?
Yeah, I think if you do chair items 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 consolidated as a first step, you can choose to move that to the full board agenda with your recommendation.
Okay. If there's no objection, I would like to take the procurement items as a group. May I have a motion to consider item 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 for consideration and action? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The motion passes.
So then, Chairman, I think on item three, per the discussion this morning, it appears to be the committee's interest that the staff discuss with the full board the possibility of including more vendors in JOC contract, which is listed on the agenda as item three. Since you'll see on our posted public agenda, we only listed, I believe, three parties that staff brought forward this morning. We will essentially post fresh with the full board nine. It will not be per a motion in this committee because this committee is only publicly posted with three. So we'll take it up as essentially a standalone item at next week's full board meeting, if that's in the interest of the committee members.
Any discussion? The motion to consolidate these items having passed, we now have a motion to approve placement of procurement items 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation. Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
For a second?
Second.
Any questions, concerns, or requests for discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Aye. Any abstentions and recusals? Okay, the motion passes. Procurement items 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 have been approved for placement on the November board meeting with the committee's recommendation for approval. Engineering. I understand that the engineering department has 14 items for consideration today and one item to be deferred. Paul, would you like to present the engineering items, please?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Directors.
Good morning.
I'll jump right in. The first few here are all construction contracts and contract awards. Item one is the construction contracts. We're doing some work on eastbound bridges. We're rehabilitating three structures under this contract. It's all just east of the Just Plains River Toll Plaza before you get to the Kennedy Expressway. We got three bids on this contract. The award is recommended to Lord Construction Company, who's the low bidder at $9,169,227.99. And the bid came in very well, and they are meeting our DD and veteran goals. We recommend the award. I'll continue.
Yeah, just continue.
Please stop me. Item two is a construction contract award. This is for doing our inside roadway median and bridge reconstruction. It's along I-90 between Route 25 and Higgins Road. It's about a four-mile section. The bridge work is going to be at the EJ&E Railroad Bridge. We've got three bids on this contract. The award is recommended to Plodies, the low bidder at $30,349,821.73. And new at this board meeting on the item summaries, we started bolding out all the subcontractors or new firms that are new to the tollway. So you can see on this particular item, there are three new subcontractors being included in this work. Aero Specialized Carriers, they're a veterans firm. E.R. Bakey, they're a veterans firm. And PI Systems, they're a new DBE firm. Item three is a construction contract award. This is for roadway, inside roadway median and bridge reconstruction. This is the next section over on I-90 between Higgins and Roselle. It's a 4.7-mile section. We got three bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Plodie, who is the low bidder at $40,990,755.28. Item four This is a construction contract award also. It's on I-90. It's for inside roadway, median, and bridge widening and reconstruction between the Elgin Toll Plaza and the Fox River. It's on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. This work is it's a 1.1-mile section. They are just working on the mainline bridge, I-90 eastbound over Illinois 31. Along with reconstructing the mainline pavement and median in the eastbound direction. We did the westbound direction this year. We got 6 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Lord Construction, who's the low bidder at $21,105,929.40. They've committed to meeting our DBE goal and the DBE firm's Abitua sewer, water and plumbing, and PMI systems are all new to the tollway and serving the tollway as a subcontractor for the first time. Item 5 is a construction contract award. It's for reconstruction of 2 crossroad bridges at Trip Road and Spring Center Road to accommodate the widening that we did recently on that portion of the Jane Addams. We got 3 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Lower Construction, who's the low bidder at $6,503,132.28. They've committed to meet our DBE goal on this contract also. Item 6 is a construction contract award. This is for mainline pavement and bridge reconstruction. This is on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor. All this work's going to go on between just west of Prospect Avenue to east of Lively Boulevard. It's about a 1.6-mile section. They're going to be building new bridges, 390 bridges over Prospect Avenue. They're also going to be working on 6 mainline ramps, and will be widening and reconstructing portions of Prospect Avenue and Wooddale Road. We got 6 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to the joint venture of Clody and Dunnet Bay Construction. They were the low bidders at $52,973,667.81. Once again, they are using some new subs for the tollway, PMI systems, and also R2 Logistics. They're going to be serving the tollway as subcontractors for the first time, and they did commit to meet our DBE goal.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was the second one you said? PMI systems.
R2 Logistics.
Yes.
Director
Baskin.
Thank you.
And item 7, this is the last construction contract award I'll be making. This is on for landscaping improvements. This is on the Elgin O'Hare, the new western access that we're building. It's going to be in that section between Lake Street and Rowling Road. This is a small business set-aside contract, so we broke this out specifically to give opportunities for small businesses to bid on it, and we did very well on this. We got 4 bids. So in addition to being a small business, also the noted firm is Semper Fi Yard Service, who's the low bidder at $1,323,776.20, and they are also a veterans firm.
You think it's Semper Fi Yard?
This is their first contract that they're getting with the tollway.
Are there any questions on these contracts? Any discussion? Without objection, I'd like to...
Okay, go ahead. Okay. So item 8, this is a professional service contract. So these are engineering contracts. This was a recent selection off of our professional service bulletin 15-2. It is specifically for doing construction management services for us. It's a task order based contract. Award is recommended to the DMWB firm Globetrotters in the amount of $3.5 million. So that's a pre-established amount. So there wasn't a negotiation phase. That's why we were able to bring this to the board pretty quickly, since we just did the selections a couple weeks ago. Globetrotters has a mentor protege agreement also on this contract with the veterans firm Juno, and they are committing to exceed both our DBE and our veterans goals on these contracts. Okay. Well, the next few items are all supplements to engineering contracts, and I'll start out with these next 2, 9 and 10 are supplements for professional engineering services. One is for our general engineering consultant, AECOM, and the other one is for our traffic engineer, CDM Smith. These are foundational engineering contracts. They provide us with some requirements dictated by our trust indenture, and also they provide us with expertise in general engineering and traffic engineering. Both of these contracts had an initial three-year term and 2 1-year renewal options for a total of 5 years. And what these supplements are going to do are going to provide us with these critical services for 2016. So in 2016, we will be doing an aggressive outreach and advertising, re-advertising of these services and doing a reselection on them. I will point out that because these are critical services to the tollway, they're also performing some trust and venture activities there. They're precluded from doing any other work for the tollway while they hold these two roles. So item 9 is specifically for the general engineering consultant, and the supplement amount is $18,239,000. It's on contract 9973 with AECOM, and as I mentioned, this will carry them through 2016. I really rely on this firm. They do all of our annual inspections across our whole system. They also provide us with emergency services, engineering services if they're necessary. They're reviewing all of our design documents, and they're also auditing all of our construction contracts. So they really help us stay on track with our program and make sure that we're meeting all the tollway requirements with respect to standards and specs. Item 10, this is a supplement in an amount not to exceed $4,270,000. This is for traffic engineering services. It's contract 9974, currently held by CDM Smith, and this will carry them through 2016. Similarly, they do provide a trust and venture and technical services to us, so they're doing our traffic and revenue reports for us on an annual basis and providing certifications to our bond holders. In addition, they do support us on anything related to traffic engineering. So item 11, continuing a similar theme, this is a supplement. It is to our program management office, another critical foundational engineering contract for us. We rely on them to manage our program. They provide us with program reporting. They also provide us with program controls, so they're monitoring all the schedules and budgets, and they're providing some program support for us. The supplement amount is $19,153,417.53. It's to compensate them for additional PMO services to us, all associated with the Move Illinois program. It's under contract 4013, which is currently held by HMTB. And like those other two contracts, because they hold this role for us at the tollway, they're precluded from doing any other work for us, any other engineering activities. This supplement's going to carry them through at the same level of service that they're providing right now, which is an increased level of service over what we originally negotiated, through the end of their contract term, which is July 31st, 2017, and at that point we will be going out and re-advertising for this particular service. Item 12, this is a supplement in an amount not to exceed $1,188,070.34. It's for construction management services on contract 4106. It's with DLZ Illinois. What they're doing right now is construction management work at Roselle Road Bridge. It's on the I-90 corridor. We prioritized all the mainline work over the bridge work, so the bridge work is being delayed. So we want them to continue for the extended delay period, which is roughly 6 months. They're going to wrap this job up in the summer of 2016. We'd like to keep them on board to finish up this work. And they are expected to meet their DB commitment on this. Similarly, on item 13, it's a supplement in an amount not to exceed $1,098,712.44. It's for CM construction management work on contract 4107. It's with Parsons Brinkerhoff, and they're working on a Meacham Road Bridge. So that bridge also was delayed at the expense of the mainline work, which we are making a lot of good progress with all this good weather out there. And they're going to wrap this work up in the summer of 2016. They were supposed to originally targeted to finish this winter. So this will allow us to keep the same CM on board. They're familiar with the work. They can close it out efficiently for us. And the DD commitment is expected to be met on this contract also. Item 14 is a change order. This is a change order to an existing construction contract. The amount of the change order is $582,940.50. It's on contract 4629, which is with F.H. Pash and S.M. Nielsen, and it's for doing additional quantities of earthwork and also topsoil excavation and disposal. It's all associated with the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. They did encounter additional quantities of topsoil. We can't build the new roadway embankment on this, so it has to be removed and disposed of. It's early in the contract. It's anticipated this contract is going to finish out within budget, and it's also anticipated that they are going to meet their DB commitment.
Any questions or discussion on items 8 through 14?
Chair, I did have just one quick question. When you mentioned the new subs, is that a result of the, I guess, the crime being aggressive and getting some new folks? Is it at the urging of the tollway or a combination of the two?
I think it's a combination of the two. In all of our networking events, the idea behind it is to try to bring together the primes. And the primes have been very good about showing up. I think at our recent outreach session, we had 20 firms there. So it is given the opportunity for new businesses to get face time with these folks and at least exchange business cards and find out what each other does. And I think what we're seeing is, as a result of that, those efforts, is these new firms being included. I don't know if this
makes sense.
So the primes are cooperating and showing up and participating in this process?
Yes, I think you see it too on the DBE, goals and the veterans' goals. The primes have been doing a good job of meeting or exceeding them on all the construction jobs.
That's good. That's very good.
So the service contracts for item 9 and 10 with a common CDM, we're actually then increasing the time, the extension from 12/31/15 to 12/31/16.
That's correct.
But on 11, it's just additional services that they're going to provide.
That's correct.
We're not extending their time.
That's correct.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Proceed to item 15, please.
So I believe we're going to consider this at the full board, but a slight preview is when we began the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor, we asked for initial authorization to begin some of the real estate work that we were going to have to do, land acquisition activities. When we began the program, we set aside $300 million for all the land acquisition work that's going to be required on that corridor, the new corridor that we're building. And to start out the effort, we said, we'll start out with just $160 million, let us get going, see how things are going. And now we're asking the board to authorize the remaining part of the budget, which is an additional $200 million that we expect to spend on this corridor. The funding is consistent, as I said, with the program budget that we established for this corridor. And we're just seeking the board's authorization to have access to these funds.
Okay. So this EOY is not to be confused with MZM job.
No. It's a lot of acronyms, yeah.
Okay.
Elgin O'Hare Western Access Corridor.
As opposed to Northern...
Northwest Suburban...
Joint
Action Municipal Water Association.
Very good. If there's no objection, engineering item 15 will be deferred to the executive session of the November board meeting. If there's no objection, I would like to take engineering items grouped by type of contract. May I first have a motion to consolidate engineering items 1 through 7, which are each construction contract for consideration and action. Do I have a motion?
Motion made.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The motion passes. The motion to consolidate these items having carried, may I now have a motion to approve placement of engineering items 1 through 7 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Are there any questions or concerns or requests for discussion on these items? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Engineering items 1 through 7 have been approved for placement on a November board meeting agenda with the committee's recommendation for approval. Engineering items 8 through 13 are each professional service contracts and can also be taken together. May I have a motion to consolidate engineering items 8 through 13 for consideration and action? Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. The motion to consolidate these items have been carried. May I now have a motion to approve placement of engineering items 8 through 13 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those opposed? I'm sorry. Any questions or considerations? Hearing none, having no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Engineering items 8 through 13 have been approved for placement on the November board meeting agenda with the committee's recommendation for approval. Finally, let's take item 14 alone, which is a change order. Do you want to read that? Do we take that, or is that me?
Yeah, we're going to take it.
Okay. May I have approval for placement of engineering item 14 on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
A second?
Second.
Any questions, concerns, or requests for further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those aye. All those opposed? Any extensions or recusals? The motion passes. Engineering item 14 having been approved for placement on the November board meeting agenda with the FAO committee recommendation for approval. That moves us on to legal. I understand that we have one item for consideration today. David?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This morning we're directing your attention to an intergovernmental agreement related to the Elgin O'Hare. This is in the vicinity of where Route 83 crosses. It'll be constructed Elgin O'Hare, referencing contract I-134627. There will be advanced drainage work being done to establish two sanitary systems. As part of this work, the village of Bensonville has some water mains that need to be relocated. This agreement sets out the rights and responsibilities of the various parties, DuPage County, the tollway, and the village, in connection with the moving of the village's water main. This is a cost to be incurred by the tollway, but the costs are picked up as part of the construction contract, which has been pre-approved under the contract I just referenced. So this agreement is not specifically involving any cost to the tollway, but just the rights and responsibilities for these various moves of a water main and establishment of the sanitary sewer two systems.
Any questions or discussion? May I have a motion to approve placement of legal items one on the full board agenda with the committee's recommendation? Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Any questions or concerns? Hearing none. All those. Okay, the motion passes. Legal item one. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions or recusals? The motion passes. Legal item one has been approved for placement on the November board meeting agenda with the committee's recommendation for approval. Is there any, we're going to move now to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? New business? Any new business? If not, we will move into the executive session. I don't believe that there's any business requiring executive session today. There will be no further business before the committee. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
A second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion passes and we are adjourned. Thank you very much for your cooperation and help today.